Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are back live. I want to make a point here. The left sued me more than 30 times. DNC funded it along with Bloomberg. Soros, that's on record. And they literally did everything they could. And then in off-the-record talks, I'm not going to name names, they just said, come out against Trump, come out against the Second Amendment. It's all dropped. I said, piss up a rope. So I've supported Trump because he's been attacked and because I think overall he's a good guy. Not because he's talked to me on the telephone or been on the show. I'm not in a cult. I don't care about Hollywood people, Trump, you know, any of this stuff. I care about America and about freedom. So when I announce I'm going to file suit on Trump, that's just to get the issues of freedom out there and ensure that there's some type of breaks here. And so we have a debate about, hey, should you just have martial law while the border's wide open? That's why that's being done. Now, that said, remember 4 weeks ago, Homeland Security said you don't need the high-level mask. They won't protect you. Well, it turns out they wanted all the masks for themselves. So there's a lot of weird stuff, not from Trump, but from the government and the different bureaucrats, especially the Democrats, that don't want you to know stuff. So you've seen the big national news story demonizing me for selling tooth whitening toothpaste. That is tooth whitening toothpaste. We don't market it as a cure or treatment for coronavirus. And I don't think that. Is silver in all these studies known to be antiviral? Of course it is. So sunshine. But I was covering Homeland Security reports on things that are patented and approved because it's super interesting about what it did in studies. And the media then said, oh, he's saying that this will cure coronavirus because it happened to be that the nanosilver that's patented is in our products. No, folks, that's not what I'm saying. You breathe it. It goes in your lungs. It replicates in there. Now, what do the studies say? If it's on the surface of your mouth or a table or whatever, then it gets it. But that, I'm not even advertising that as this, and I'm not saying that we sell anything to treat any illnesses or for coronavirus or any of that. I'm reading to you from the congressional record. Let's just start here. Texas A&M University System Health Science Center, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Honorable Tom Ridge, Office of Homeland Security, John B. Connolly Building. And then it just goes on. Dear Secretary Ridge, and then this is Paul Key Carlton, M.D., fax, Lieutenant General, U.S. Air Force, Director, Integrated Center for Homeland Security. It goes on, okay? I mean, just give me a break, folks. And he goes on to say in the letter on your screen that the resource in question, the antimicrobial solution developed by American Biotech Labs in Utah, the ABL, antimicrobial, has undergone rigorous testing and has been found to kill anthrax. That's incredible. Nothing can. That's crazy. Bubonic plague, hospital staff, and SARS. And this is the same family as corona. And then it goes on. It's the new antimicrobial that's being used in hospitals for years. And that's who we go to. The same stuff hospitals use. Okay. So, but it's for a topical deal and it's for spraying on surfaces. Now, and it goes on. Let me show you this. Department of the Army. Andrew C. von Eckenbach, and this is Army Special Operations Command, saying they tested it and they found it was incredible, like nothing else, in battlefield wounds. I mean, they sell their stuff in stores, okay? You don't just get it at InfoWars. And then it's got all the stuff right here. And here's the congressional record saying even more with them testifying about it. So when they go, Jones is falsely claiming his stuff has been a congressional record, and the Pentagon says it does this stuff. I'm telling you about a patented nanosilver. That's what I'm doing. Is it a panacea? Absolutely not. By the way, there's a big Doctors and Scientists just came out. I forgot that article. It's right here. Saying they're going to rush out this new vaccine. Even mainline scientists say it could cause more people to get sick because it mutates. And who the hell knows what a live vaccine of some man-made damn virus is going to do? I'm a citizen. I'm a father. And I'm here trying to... Sunshine is good for you. It's been proven. I'm not a doctor. I'm telling you what I've read. It's good for your body. Getting clean water, getting rest, praying, having a dog, for some reason, to boost your immune system, has been found. And I'm a citizen saying that. That's me as a citizen. But we don't sell products that we claim are going to cure you of something or treat something. I'm not a doctor. That's not what we're doing. We're talking about something that I think Trump should be giving press conferences on, this patented nano silver that the Pentagon has endorsed. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are go. We are broadcasting worldwide. Mike Adams is up here for the rest of the hour, and we're going to have Owen Schroyer in the ATX. My great co-host, Gus in the wings, loaded for prepare. We have Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer here. If you just joined us, Trump, we confirm that the Federalist Society was considering declaring interstate martial law, banning interstate travel, something Mike Adams has called for here. And I thought that Trump wasn't having a strong enough response 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, that they would demonize him for that, paint him into a corner when the virus did kill people, and then try to remove his presidency. They would just declare martial law through the corporations and the companies and the local school boards and just basically make Trump redundant. This is a deep state emergency, using our domestication, using the fact that we're unhealthy on average, using the fact that we are dependent on strung out supply chains, to use the global bureaucracy and the technocracy, and you think it's bad, wait till we're totally in the grid, to lock us down in our homes and throw Trump off their back like a dog throwing a flea off. So my analysis, Mike Adams' analysis, Dr. Francis Boyle's analysis, that Trump had to come in strong is true politically for him. But then we come to the question, Dan, we do, Dan, we don't. Trump doesn't act strong, he's removed, clearly. Then you get the leftist as president. So I'm taking the moral high ground here. It's the only thing I know I can do. It's the right thing to do. And saying, if they come right out with martial law, while the borders are still open, and while the Chi-Coms are like the boss directing how we should do it, and there's no discussion of where the virus came from or how it's mutating, I'm not going to get to the next point of forced inoculations and gun confiscation, which Europe's already passed emergencies to confiscate guns and to do forced inoculations. And the Democrats are saying they're going to do it, so they're licking their lips. We've got to, if Trump goes too far over, we've got to have somebody put the brakes on it. That doesn't mean my lawsuit is going to stop all this hysteria. It means somebody's got to just add a little friction going down the slide so that we talk about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the fact this has never been done, not with millions getting the polio, not with 600,000 dying from the swine flu here in the U.S., millions dying in the Civil War, so black folks had, you know, got their rights. But now all of our rights are lost on the backs of this situation. So out of the gates, we'll have the latest coming up next segment on the virus, on the trajectory. Mike's been dead on about the hysteria, dead on about the death rates. I really respect him. I'm just simply saying, in a dialectic, I'm not trying to create a dialectic. Everything is a dialectic. You've got Mike over here on the one end, which he's really agreeing with the communist Chinese level control. And I'm not saying the communist Chinese. I'm saying that's where they are. And then you've got us saying Trump wasn't acting enough, but we got to watch where it came from and that they got tricks up their sleeves. And then you had Trump over here saying everything's fine. He said, no, 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 that's not the response. So I'm more in the middle of this. Mike is over here, and I understand why he's there, Mike Adams, give us a few minutes statement on this, and I want to bring Norm Pattis in. Mike Adams.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for having me on. It's going to be a very fascinating discussion. You and I do diverge on this. I'll lay out my position here. My pandemic projection models that we first talked about on your show weeks ago have been tracking perfectly with the number of deaths that we're now seeing in the United States. And what those models showed is that if Trump didn't really lock things down, he would be facing literally hundreds of thousands of deaths in America by this summer. And that is still largely on track to take place. And I think that would end the Trump presidency. So my take right now, Alex, is that Trump has not gone far enough. He's not going too far. He has not overreacted. If anything, in my assessment, President Trump has underreacted. He does need to close the border immediately with the U.S. military. That's got to be first. But he should have stopped domestic flights weeks ago, no later than March 1st. In fact, it's already too late to prevent the hospitals from being overrun, mass death happening in cities like New York City that is now on track. It is unstoppable. It's going to happen in the next few weeks. Seattle probably a week later, San Francisco, Boston, the D.C. area a few weeks later. You're going to see mass death and hospitals on the verge of near collapse in this country very, very soon. And remember, Alex.
All right, listen, I want to lay this out. I want to lay this out next segment with you because here's the thing, Mike. I respect you. And I've had you on a ton, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying the Chi-Com's hyping it, the left all wanting a giant clampdown. They're licking their lips. I understand they want to set Trump up so he's got to be strong or they'll be able to remove him. But the trajectories of the models are hundreds of thousands dead on the low end, 2.16 million on the high end.
Yeah, that's real. Those are real numbers, and I think it ends Trump's presidency if he doesn't take immediate action.
Yeah, but we don't know the accurate number on the death rate of the virus. I know you're using a low-end number to show that, but how do we know it's not much lower?
Well, first of all, we now see that it's settling around 5.7%, according to, you know, not just the WHO, but numbers coming out of Italy are very high. And the thing that people aren't remembering, Alex, is that America has very high rates of obesity and pharmaceutical use. Both of those are cofactors for higher mortality rates. We could be looking at a higher than 6% mortality rate in the United States. And you really can't have a functioning economy if you start to have millions of people die off. So we have to stop this. It's just a question of how many people do you want to see die before we stop it and shut it down?
Mike, we'll break this down when Norm Pattis leaves in a moment. You're scaring me because I want to believe that we can stop this. And the UN, all of them, they want these bubble cities. We always knew they use bioweapons. What are we going to do when they do forced inoculations? You know they're already getting that ready, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking a forced inoculation. I'm not giving up my Second Amendment. But I tell you what, Trump could use this martial law to go arrest all the deep state traitors while they're locked in their homes. You know what I mean? There are some ways that Trump could use this to restore our constitutional republic. There's a lot of leftist
treason
traitors.
I want you to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. I want you to have the floor on that. I'm going to be watching. Bottom of the hour. Let's bring Norm Pattis in. Norm, this is like a science fiction horror movie. I sure as hell hope Mike Adams is wrong, but then it almost makes me feel guilty about the file this lawsuit. But just gut level, if the president, you know, does all this, that's just not how America works. We didn't do this before.
No, I mean, the projections, I think Mike may be right. I mean, I think the death rate may be overstated because we've done so few tests that we don't know how many people actually have it and have been asymptomatic or with mild symptoms. But what, regardless of whether it's 2, 3, or 5%, it's still going to be a shocking number of deaths. I think from my perspective as a constitutional lawyer, I want to make sure that the prophylactic measures aren't worse than the disease. Obviously, I hope no one I know dies. I hope I don't. I hope you don't. My heart goes out to those who do. But we've had a republic for several hundred years that was based on the concept of limited government. The federal government's role was to exercise moral suasion and to provide the state with the resources the state needs to coordinate activity. I think the response should be a state law response. That may be naive, but my fear is exactly the thing that Mike suggested, and that is that if you give the government this power, it can use it any which way it wants. Now, we may like, and Mike may like, the fact that that martial law is used to take out deep state operatives. I cherish dissent and a wild cacophony of viewpoints. I will concede that my view, that is the luxury of free speech, may be a luxury in a time where a national emergency, but it's a luxury that we've always afforded. And every time we've trimmed it back, whether it be with the internment of Japanese in the Second World War, whether it be the Red Scares at the time of the First World War, whether it be the anti-labor injunctions of the late 19th century, we've...
Or the big tech censorship. Or the big tech censorship.
Right now, yep, that's the analog. But in the past, we've regretted it. I think in the future, we'll regret it. I do not want to give the power to determine what I can and cannot do to a governmental or digital overlord.
All right, Norm. Norm, as soon as Trump gives his press conference at 2:30 Central, please be on standby at the end of this show or during the war room on what we're going to do. I'll be here as well if we file this. That's all locked, cocked, and ready to go. Thank you so much, Norm Pattis.
Bye.
All right. When we come back, I am going to ask Mike a few questions, and then I want him to get into what he's talking about, martial law, go after the deep state. They were going to put us into martial law. They were going to trigger civil unrest. They already brought us into a form of martial law outside of the executive branch. So I understand that we're in a very, very dangerous time. That's all I'm saying, and I hope to God Mike Adams is wrong. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from the road. Noah Schroyer is in the ATX studio outside Austin, self-quarantining. He said it was coming months ago. He's out there self-quarantining. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Look, I go back to this. You can't go where the Chi-Com say it's a man-made virus. They create the hysteria. They use the drones. They weld people in their houses. Then the communists now run. Italy does the same thing. Now France. Now Germany. Now Spain. They all want to clamp down. They're on the verge of being overthrown. And then now it comes here. We got 60-something deaths. You do the math on the worst equations. Okay, millions dead. But then when they lock everything down, it doesn't kill millions. It kills 10,000. Well, then the police state's the savior, and everybody forgets the hysteria and all the PTSD from the zombie movies and people fighting over the toilet paper. And then we just never come out of this, Mike Adams. And then every time there's a new novel virus, everything locks down. This is the perfect plan for authoritarians. And then they say, oh, we have the new bubble cities that Google and everybody's racing to build, where they go, oh, we'll protect you in these bubble cities. They've been secretly preparing them for 10 years, announced them 5 years ago. This is the whole New World Order model, Mike, of using viruses to lock everything down and to come with forced inoculation. So Europe's signing executive orders for forced inoculation. And so that's coming. That's the next leg of this, that you can't travel unless you've taken the coronavirus vaccine that Bill Gates already has souped up. So they drilled Disease X a few years ago. Then they got the tabletop exercise of 65 million dead 4 months ago. And they got all these movies and TV shows and Netflix programs about this happening, coming out right in December and January. The programming is everywhere. Do you agree that this is released by the Chi-Coms and the globalists to bring down civilization? I'm not disagreeing. It might not kill a bunch of people, but the whole synthetic choreographed nature, it's like watching Olympic level ice skating. It's so choreographed.
Well, these are super valid points that you're making, and also that Norm made as well. And I think you should file that emergency injunction attempt, or whatever the proper name is for it, because I think this does need to be challenged, because we need to see what is going to be the structure of our society. So I hope you do file it. I'm just saying that we can't change the laws of cause and effect. So every day that Trump delays, halting domestic travel, for example, locking down the border, issuing an emergency lockdown order, especially in the Northeast, every day that he delays may cost 10,000 lives or 25,000 lives later this summer. Every day will be precious. And I believe, Alex, that in hindsight, it will be said that Trump acted too slowly, not too aggressively. And here's the question. If we want to have just a completely, let's just say, open, free society, everybody can continue to move without any regard for this, then we're going to have a very sharp peak of infections. Instead of flattening the infection curve, we will compress the infection curve to a very short period of time. It will go nationwide very quickly, within less than 60 days. The hospitals will collapse. So that's the pro-freedom scenario. Hospitals collapse, millions die. If that's what we're willing to accept in order to say that you cannot infringe upon our right to fly commercially, then so be it. I mean, I'm not actually here to make that judgment. I'm just presenting what happens if we allow open movement to take place, then millions will die. So what the country wants to do with that is up to Trump. And it's up to attorneys like Norm, who knows what he's talking about, and he understands civil liberties. And I'm a patriot, too. I'm just explaining what happens, because we can't change cause and effect. That's my take, Alex.
Mike, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to go back to this. We saw them hyping it 6-7 weeks ago. We said it was going to be really huge here. We said stuff will get locked down here. People said we were crazy. We told Limbaugh and the Republicans 4 weeks ago, Knock it off, guys. You're only going to hurt Trump. He needs to respond, at least in rhetoric,
that's right,
up front. But by not responding with rhetoric, then it makes it look like he didn't get ready and let the left begin to set him up. Now they're panicking because he's getting hardcore. They're going, don't block flights. So now they're going the other direction.
Right.
This should not be a political issue. I'm just simply saying, we know that during a pandemic, people that make it to the hospital that are already super sick become the body of people they have to then test on who survives. So that always makes it look like a higher number are dying than actually are. And I think that's a well-known thing out there. So I'm not denying math. I'm not denying science. I'm not denying that a lot of Americans are really out of shape and run down and eating crappy food. And certainly they admit there's other strains now. We first broke that. You broke that in Iran and in Italy and a lot of weird crap going on. It's just all I'm saying is go back to it being man-made. Go back to it having HIV delivery system. We need to be forcing a discussion about that so the globalists that release this, I think you agree this has been released on purpose, get yes. in trouble and then can't just always keep release this and then take control of the world economy and system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and actually you hit upon something that is the big solution, and Trump hasn't even mentioned this, and that is nutrition. It's the antivirals. If the entire population were taking vitamin C and vitamin D and eating antiviral foods and herbs and minerals and so on, then this virus would have very little capability to spread across America. You see, America's health is compromised, and that's what's leading to these discussions about lockdowns and flight restrictions and so on, clamping down on civil liberties. And by the way, please don't describe my position as being anything close to communist China. It's nothing like that. I don't want people welded into their buildings, and I'm not giving up my Second Amendment rights. I'm just saying that if we don't isolate, because our population is so sick and they're so malnourished and people are just not healthy and they're hooked on pharmaceuticals nationwide, this is going to devastate America more than other countries.
Mike, I admire you. You're a good friend of mine. I'm trying to have a hardcore debate. I'm not saying you're with the communist Chinese and their political views. Their thing is lock down, stay in your house. I'm saying on that extreme, and Italy's following that, everybody else is,
yes.
That extreme becomes the default of what Trump's about to do. I'm saying all China's response has become the default. I've said Trump's doing that. Trump's doing that.
Italy is starting to see a reduction in the daily number of deaths now because of their lockdowns. So we know that lockdowns actually do work after a lag time of about 3 weeks.
But are we going to have lockdowns for the flu that kills 35,000 a year?
Well, no, because the mortality rate is so low, you don't worry about that. You don't shut down society for 0.1% of fatality rate. You just accept
that's
those
the key.
Deaths.
You really think in your heart of hearts, you're an engineer, smart guy, does the math, owns a research lab, you really do think it has a much higher kill rate than flu?
There's no question. Absolutely no question, Alex. Now, in fact, I think that the death rate is going to be higher in the United States, and I think that the deaths that, you know, people talk about, you even mentioned it, that we think we know the number of deaths, but we don't know the number of infected. Actually, I think a lot of the people who died were not even counted as coronavirus deaths because they were just counted as pneumonia because the testing wasn't taking place. So if you have that equation, the numerator and the denominator, we don't really have good numbers for the numerator. That may be much, much higher because testing was not happening in the United States. The key is going to be over the next few weeks. Yep.
You're going to take over with Owen Schroyer on the other side. We really appreciate you being here at naturalnews.com. We're with newswars.com and infowars.com. A lot of listeners are saying, yeah, one guest on with this view, another view, because we're not a cult like right. ABC News or CNN with like one view that we get told by Jeff Zucker to say. We're having like regular folks, you know, down at the old town hall or down at the square, the soapbox. We're having a real discussion. We'll hear from a doctor. We'll hear from an engineer. We'll hear from callers. We'll hear from a lawyer. We'll hear from a scientist. And we're having a big, open discussion about this because this affects us all. But know this, the globalists are licking their lips, and they're trying to bring down America with this, and the stock market is plunging right now. And we're going to be here chronicling it as long as we can. They wanted us off the air by now. They wanted us shut down, but we're still here thanks to you. And we will stay in the fight as long as we can, but spread the word because people are really listening right now. Tell folks, they're covering the secrets of the coronavirus right now. Infowars.com/show and band.video. Mike Adams, straight ahead. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr.
Dr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Quite literally, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Here we are, Owen Schroyer now hosting for Alex. Mike Adams is with me. We're going to hear again from Norm Pattis before it's all said and done. Before I go back to Mike, I want to just go through my bullet points here of everything we're looking at. And then make a few comments of my own. As Alex was saying, if we're like looking at a grid or a scale of you know, and Mike Adams is over here, I'm probably like over here. I mean, and I'll explain that in a second. But the irony of the U.S. government ignoring hundreds of thousands dead from prescription drugs, millions dead from abortion, hundreds of thousands dead from heart disease and all these other things, all these cancer-causing environments in the soil, in the products we eat and rub on our skin, people die from that. No quarantine, no shutdown, no panic, no news even. Oh, but the coronavirus is the one. Now, let me go through these bullet points here to try to give you a clear picture. It's 2020, and it's an election year. The anti-globalist candidate, President Trump, is due to sweep the upcoming elections. The USA resurgence is happening. The globalist, the New World Order can't have it. You've had dozens of CEOs resign. And by the way, the reason I'm pointing all this out is because I think it's all connected, folks. You've had dozens of CEOs resign over the past 2 months. Dozens in the top companies, including Bill Gates from the Microsoft board. You can't get testing kits anywhere, but somehow celebrities and athletes are getting it, and we're able to test them and know that, and so we shut down all the leagues. You have the emergency bills that they're trying to pass because of coronavirus, including abortion rights, gun control, and an internet takeover. How convenient. You have Jews in New York who refuse to be vaccinated, claiming religious exemptions, them getting blamed for the spread of this, so forced inoculations are being pushed as well. You had the federal government just change its monetary policy. Banks don't have to have $10,000 cash on hand. You have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation all over this coronavirus outbreak. Now they're going to be handing out test kits. Is that so we can test efficacy? You have drills happening in Wuhan, military drills, Event 201, where this exact thing is playing out, just like the U.S. government tested drills and had pamphlets and everything handed out before 9/11 blaming Osama bin Laden. You have Google now being praised and asked to track all human activity in real time, working with the government. That's not scary at all. That's what's happening in China. You have everything closed down. Over, I think it's been 50 deaths so far in the U.S. Again, maybe it's bad, maybe it gets worse. Where's the freak out over all the other things that are killing people? You have all the elites going to their hideout bunkers in New Zealand and other places. What about all the stuff coming in from China? I can still order a dozen things from China today. Why is that not being shut down? And so here's what I'll say. Oh, and by the way, if Trump would have arrested the deep state years ago, if Trump would have arrested all of these criminals in the federal government years ago, none of this would be happening. So that is the problem here. Now, here's what I'll give it over to Mike Adams on, because, again, you know, folks, we're not a cult here. We're looking at all angles, and I'm probably on the other side of the spectrum than Mike, because I believe I already had coronavirus months ago. I was in touch with people. No one else I know has gotten it. But I'll just say this, and then let's get Mike Adams' response to everything I just said. Whether this virus kills 100 people, 100,000 people, or 100 million people, who will stand in the way of tyranny? Who will stand in the way of government tyranny? And I cannot help but instinctually at a gut level feel that that's got to be InfoWars' role now, so that we don't lose everything because of hysteria and fear. Now, Mike, I just laid out all the bullet points. I didn't really give my lowdown opinion on this, but what is your response to all that? I believe it's all connected, and I believe that if we would have arrested deep state criminals years ago, this would not be happening.
Well, you're absolutely right on that point, and thank God Hillary Clinton is not president today as this is happening. So the fact that Trump is president is the saving grace to all of this. Now, you made some really good points, and I honor and respect not just what you said, but your courage, by the way, in the last few months, and what you've done for our country in a leadership role to speak out against the tyranny. But a couple of things that I would add to your argument or even challenge would be, abortion and pharmaceutical deaths, yeah, they're very large, and we fight against abortion every day. But abortion is not a communicable disease, and pharmaceutical deaths are not communicable. Just because one person gets an abortion doesn't spread an abortion death to another person. So this is something different. This is a communicable disease. It spreads from person to person very rapidly, very quickly. And someone like you who's younger, you survived it. You believe you had it. You survived it. But you know how tough it was. I remember you talking about how painful and how you felt so horrible.
Sickest I'd been in 10 years since, right, I had mono.
So imagine somebody who's even slightly immune compromised in their 50s or 60s or 70s. And by the way, plenty of people are getting this in their 30s and 40s right now, too. So even though you survived it, you might inadvertently spread it to somebody who cannot survive it. And that's what we're dealing with here. It's the structure of society. When people get together, even if they themselves become immune to it, I'm sure I could survive it, too. I'm confident in that because of nutrition. But I wouldn't want to spread it to someone who would not survive it. And those might not just be elderly, then they might be a lot younger people. Now, to your point about civil liberties, look, we are in, Trump is at the helm of a tyrannical system that probably needs to be slashed by 90%. We need a much smaller government. And you're right, if we would have defeated the deep state years ago, none of this would have happened. However, why not encourage President Trump to take this opportunity to do that now? Defeat the deep state now. And then shrink the size of government. Yes, we need less tyranny. We need more liberty. In fact, there's an argument out there now that why do we even need a centralized federal government at all? The CDC can't even create testing kits. That's its entire job, is to stop infectious disease, and they can't seem to do that. Well, as you know, it's on purpose. So why do we even have a CDC? Why do we have this monster of a federal government that now looms over us in this context? I say, we shrink the whole thing. We cut it all by 90%. We don't need Washington telling us how to live our lives. I agree with that point. But if we don't self-isolate right now, millions will die, and we can't stop that.
Well, this is why I'm a free market capitalist. And I say free market first because this is key. This is something that isn't debated enough. The youth doesn't understand it. In the free market, you can be anything. You can be a capitalist, a communist, a socialist. That's what we have. We have a free market. So in the free market, I think that you're right to say, hey, look, we can look at the science of this and the facts and say, hey, you know what? You should probably stay inside if you think you have a cold, if you think you're feeling sick, stay inside, don't travel, don't do X. That's what I did. I stayed home for like, 10 days. Quite frankly, my stubbornness almost had me traveling to D.C. If I didn't feel so sick, I probably would have been in D.C. on a plane, maybe even spreading it myself, just because I'm just the kind of guy that just gets out of bed and goes no matter what. But I think that when we're looking at how to deal with this, Mike, self-isolating, self-quarantining is good. I've got a plan ready to go if that goes down. I've got 2 weeks of food if it's a two-week deal. I've got 2 months of food if it's a longer-term deal. I just feel like my biggest fear right now is not the coronavirus. My biggest fear right now is government tyranny.
I think what you're really asking is, can we come out of this with our liberties intact after the virus passes? It will pass in a lockdown scenario that would last probably a maximum of 8 weeks. And I think what you're asking is, will we ever have our freedoms after that? And that's a legitimate question. And I'm not sure what that answer is, actually. And the better option may be, okay, just let millions die and keep the government in check. So that's an option. So that's, let's call that the InfoWars option. Because the lawsuit that's about to be challenged, filed by Alex Jones, is kind of that option. Let's just let everything stay open and let people die and then move on. But at least the government won't be a tyrannical regime at that point. That's an option.
It's certainly a measure that we're looking at here. But let's talk about this, Mike, because, I mean, all this stuff and all the hysteria, most people still don't care. Most people are still going out to bars. They're still going out to wherever. They're still flying. I mean, yes, travel is down, but they're still doing it. So, I mean, at what point do we sit here and say, okay, we're just going to see what happens, or no, you have to stop?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message
usage and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Disagree on a lot of things, and it's important to have these debates. And iron sharpens iron. But I'll tell you this, there's no doubt in my mind, and that's why I'm like in a weird place too here, Mike, and we're going to talk about the potential of martial law and play this video, but it's like I'm almost having trouble facing it, but it's like we're in almost the final battle for USA versus globalism. It's like, this is the moment we've known it's coming. This is the bioweapon. This is the attempted takedown of America. This is the attempted martial law worldwide. This is it. This is what we're dealing with. We knew it was coming. Now, how to deal with it, what the facts are and all this stuff, we can debate it. But we're in it. We're seeing it now. And so it's like, do you go into total war mode? Or do you kind of like, it's like 3 days in the tomb where you just wait it out and then come out on the other side like, yeah, this is what we said. So, Mike, let me just get your take on that before we get into martial law and before we play this video of, and that's the other thing, too. The media's cried wolf so many times. That's the other thing, Mike. Yeah. The media can sit here and talk about coronavirus and try to panic people. a lot of the people are, they've seen the media been lying to them so long, they just don't even listen to it. And that's why bars are still crowded. That's why people are still going to events and flying and all of this stuff. But do you agree, Mike? I mean, this is, to me, this is it. This is the moment. And so that's why we can debate martial law, because it's like, does the president initiate martial law and then go after the deep state, keep the streets clean when it's going on?
It's real. It's
so,
real
so that's kind of where we're at. So talk about that, and then let's play this video of the meeting to just show an example of why nobody trusts the media. But, Mike, do you agree? Is this the pivotal moment? Is this the junction?
Well, this is. And the way we defeat the globalists is to keep Trump alive and in office, to keep America strong and independent, so that he can continue to do at least four more years of fighting against the globalists. And the way that Trump survives is we have to stop the virus from replicating and taking down America with mass deaths. And the way to stop the virus from replicating is to institute social distancing measures, strong, aggressive measures, such as banning all domestic flights. Now, that's not martial law. And, you know, it was Stuart Rhodes that corrected me. I was using the term kind of loosely. Martial law this, martial law over there. Stuart said, no, it's not martial law unless the military comes in and overthrows the local government. So just banning flights or even blocking interstate traffic is not martial law. It may look like it, or it may feel like it, but we're not actually being ruled by the military. We're still under the Trump administration that's just instituting very aggressive social distancing measures so that Trump can survive. This is what I'm trying to get across to the patriot community. If millions die, Trump is finished, I believe. So the way to keep Trump in office is to stop the massive numbers of deaths, keep the number of deaths down to just tens of thousands. And the only way to do that right now is strong social distancing. So that's sort of the summary of where I'm at, Owen. And I appreciate you having me on to give my take. You know, this is not a cult. We don't have teleprompters. We have different takes on this, but that's why InfoWars is real news. So that's my take.
Well, no, quite frankly, it's actually more exhilarating to have a structured debate with Mike Adams than to just sit here and see everything the same way. But that's why I feel like we are at the junction, Mike, because when we got to this point, look, I'm sure there were people telling George Washington, hey, don't go across that frozen river. I'm sure there were people telling Paul. I mean, so it's like we're in the time right now. We're going to have different opinions on how to deal with it. But because we are the war generals here, like, that's why having this discussion is so important. And I think it's actually more important for us to disagree. That way we can really measure out all these angles and think logically and clearly as we see these things play out. Now, again, though, and we're going to go to this video, mainstream news is now the boy that cried wolf. It's even worse. So
that's right.
When mainstream news comes out and creates all this hysteria, whether it be over Russian collusion or Ukrainian quid pro quo or Trump's a racist or now COVID-19, people aren't listening. So is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Here is a media report happening. I believe it was outside an HEB. Was this in Austin, guys, or in Texas? Where they were shooting a live report, and a gentleman stopped by to tell the cameras how he feels about mainstream news.
Trucks are coming and going. Okay, now there's somebody who is being number. We'll talk to you guys a little bit later.
It's your fault that people are freaking out here. You all are the ones that are at fault. This is
you're
no
the
worse
here
than
at
the
6
flu.
O'clock in the morning.
I'm reacting to other people.
Well, you don't have to react.
Okay, bye.
Well, no.
Call your boss.
No.
Your editors.
Thank you.
Scum of the earth.
Bye.
And I don't even blame the Chinese. I don't blame them at all. They did everything right. It's you all that are hyping things up. Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a good morning.
So, see, and then there's the other added element of this, too, Mike, where it's like, you have to invest all your chips on one hand. Well, no, the media is causing panic and hysteria, just like they try to do with everything. That doesn't mean this isn't a potentially deadly thing.
Yeah, the difference is
the media lies all day long. So it's like, how do you know when to trust them?
Well, you're exactly right, actually. The media lies all the time. But occasionally, they will stumble upon something that's true that they think they can use to hurt Trump. The difference is that I'm a Trump supporter. I voted for Trump. I advocate for Trump. I want Trump to succeed. The left wants Trump to fail. That's the difference. So And also the media doesn't understand science. The media doesn't understand math. You know, we saw with Brian Williams, can't do basic math. So, yeah, the media is totally discredited. And whatever they're saying, I mean, who is even watching the media anymore? That's the thing. The people at fault here are people watching the media, the mainstream media. You're an idiot if you're watching the mainstream media. People should be watching InfoWars to get real news and information. So who's even watching the left-wing media? Why does it matter what they say? You know, look, the truth is that this is a real virus. Trump's presidency will be threatened if millions die. How do you stop millions from dying? How do you do it? Well, you know, nutrients, antivirals, and social distancing. Those are the only options we have right now. And every day that Trump delays, probably many thousands more, maybe even tens of thousands more will die later this summer. Believe me, Owen, when June or July comes around, you'll see it. You will see the death count just exploding by the day. Even now, even if we do social distancing now, we're still going to lose thousands, maybe a lot more, especially in New York City. So it's not a small matter, but Trump can survive it if he navigates it very carefully. And that's the debate here. How does Trump navigate this? You know, I don't have a crystal ball. You don't either. None of us are perfect. But we're at least giving suggestions of how he might survive this so that he can fight the globalists. That's the goal.
Well, and I'll just say this, too, and I'm going to read this from Ron Paul that we just posted at InfoWars.com in the next segment, The Coronavirus Hoax and Authoritarian Dream. Trump has made more measures to stop the coronavirus outbreak than any administration I've seen in the past. And so you can go back and look at the numbers, the H1N1 under Biden and all this other stuff. You've had 35,000 deaths a year from that, 26,000 deaths another year. So whatever the final tally is, I don't even think it'll matter. Whatever the president does, they're still going to say he's bad. They're still going to blame him. Whether there's 10 deaths, 10,000 deaths, 100,000 deaths, they're still going to go after him. My fear, though, is there's going to be some give and take here, Mike, because if the president shuts everything down and the globalists get an economic collapse in America, which is where this is headed right now, that's a victory for them. And I think that will hurt Trump politically.
But you can't have an economy afterwards if your people are dead. You have to protect human life first to have an economy in the recovery. You know, how does the stock market ever go back to where it was before a month ago? The answer is you have to have people alive and working. And this could kill millions if we don't take the right track here. So, you know, you have to protect human life in order to have an economy. That's the whole point. And by the way, when the economy is going down now, nobody's blaming Trump. They're blaming the virus. And that's a biological weapon that was engineered. It was tweaked by China. It was released by Obama era individuals in U.S. universities. That's all on Obama. This whole thing wouldn't have happened if the Obamas and the Bidens and the Clintons weren't involved in sharing secret weapons technology with China.
But don't you think the president has a much better backdrop for all of this if he comes out with that? Or do you think he's not saying that because it will cause panic?
I think he doesn't want to be accused of being a conspiracy theorist, but that's actually a true conspiracy. There are many conspiracies that are true. That's one of them. And he should come out and say it. He should fire the head of the CDC, and he should follow the advice of Francis Boyle, frankly. Shut down the death science industry and the scientists who created this thing in the first place. Tell the truth to the world and then recommend vitamin C, for God's sake. And you know, we could really suppress the number of infections from this day forward. The solutions are out there, but no one's talking about them.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that really kind of is upsetting me right now is that, I mean, I'm not calling President Trump a liar, but, I mean, let's call a spade here. They're not being fully honest about this, folks. They're not. And I don't know what is measured about that. I don't know who's in Trump's ear. But it would be a lot easier for President Trump to solve this if he said, yeah, this is probably a bioweapon. We should hunker down.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi.
Qualify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.